we need to seek exclusion orders where applicable, where there's a very serious offence. And as I said, it's not an issue that just affects public housing estates. It's an issue for many, many of us all across. And where possible, I'd also encourage private landlords to also deal with the situation where they have tenants who are acting in an antisocial manner. Some of the antisocial behaviour can be quite low level in nature, but some of it can be very serious in regards to the issue of drug dealing, intimidation and issues like that.